Blog Talk Radio.
Centric family. We already have Luke here and Judy, who I tried to talk to today.
It's going to get wild.
How are you girls?
I'm not answering now. Sorry.
Oh, Luke's got his feelings hurt. So,
dude,
Judy, I saw your homework
to
do the show. Judy, I see your phone works for the show, but it doesn't work to answer my calls.
You didn't call me.
Yeah,
I called
call
Judy.
Me either, Luke, don't worry. That's why I called the radio show, just so I could actually talk to Jason.
Jason,
whatever,
you
called
me,
and
Jason?
You didn't answer, and then I sent you a text, and then I said, why didn't you answer your phone? I got nothing.
You never tried calling me. He doesn't want to talk
sorry,
to me.
Sorry, Luco. I do. I miss you guys. I have.
Yeah, you're not the only one, Luco. He hasn't answered my calls either, so whatever.
I only called him once, and he didn't answer, so I gave up.
I'm such high society. I mean, it's...
Oh,
I'm a big
deal. You don't understand, Luco. I text him, I inbox him, and he just, yeah, he just ignores me. It's okay.
I called you like an hour ago, and you didn't answer.
Dude, you don't understand. Judy never answers her phone. You have to have her call
I know
you.
She does. And then I sent her a text to make sure that if she wasn't getting it, that, you know, hey, you know, if you didn't hear that, then, you know, but nope. And then I'm harassed on a show in front of everybody.
Well,
so embarrassing.
I called to harass you because I miss you.
I've missed you guys. I've missed both of you guys. And when apparently the Lord tells Luke to relax, he takes it very seriously. I'm used to talking to you guys all the time.
Oh, by the way, everybody, I'm back on business with helping people hear God. The Lord just had me on a short break. So.
Oh, good. Luco, it's really funny you said that because somebody inboxed me today asking for your phone number because they had a friend that needs to hear God. So I literally gave out your number this morning.
No, yeah, somebody called me, a girl called me today, and she heard or recognized God's voice in just a few minutes. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this some more.
I just don't think it's possible, Luke. I don't think people are hearing from people. You know, God doesn't talk to people. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, well, sorry, I can't work with you.
Yeah, all Luke does, he says banana. Hey, Jason, I'm seriously going to hang up. I can't wait to hear all the brides that call in today. And, Jason, you should make somebody new do communion. Like, Tori did it yesterday. Chris Nicholson's done it. You should make somebody call in and do communion. But before
you don't,
I go,
you don't
I
like the way I do communion? Is that what you're getting at? You don't like the way I do communion?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, yeah.
Public exposure.
No, not at all, Jason. I just thought it would be fun to get other people so that, you know, we were trying to get this bride here to call in, and I thought, you know, it's just kind of cool. Anywho, what I wanted to say is I just made a video, like 4 minutes ago, I made a video about the words that were in chat last night, and I just wanted to announce that. I'm sure Ashley will post them to the blog, but, you know, not like all of us. She actually has to go to work and stuff. So.
If you listen to the morning show, I said that she'd have it up tomorrow morning. If you listen to the morning show.
I actually did listen to the morning show, but I didn't hear it all, so I probably missed that. So wait, before I go, I just want to say some of us are really super rapture-centric and we don't have jobs. And no offense to those of you that are still working, and because you're still working, you don't get to sit in chat 5 and 6 hours after the service in the evening like some of us do. And last night, we had an amazing outpouring. I've never, ever experienced this before in chat, where the Lord just fell on, like, 5 people in chat, and prophecy was just going forth. And so I just made on what was captured, but I know it's not everything. So I made a video on it because I just couldn't wait for it to go to the blog because they were such exciting words. So but keep your eye on the blog because there'll be a lot posted, but I think most of it. I know there's a few words that were left out that and I just wanted to say, you know, the last 2 videos I made are words from the rapture-centric church that God is giving, and they're just really encouraging. So that's all I have to say. Jason, I'm getting on and listen to y'all, okay?
Okay. You sure you don't want to stay on the whole show and help be a part of the family?
Well, okay, I'll mute myself. I'm going to mute myself.
She's going to mute herself.
Yeah, you know what,
all
Jason,
right.
You're right. I might need to come on and give you a hard time. So I'm going to go ahead and mute myself so I can jump back in and talk about how Kansas sucks. Okay, perfect. Okay.
Well, first off, that'd be a loud-and-out lie. Everybody knows Kansas is number one state in the entire United States of America. This is where Genesis was. This is where Kansas is actually, the scientists have proven it, that this is where the No, I forgot the word for it. So, Luke, how is Luke?
He's pretty good, you know. You wouldn't know because you don't talk to him, but, I mean, he's doing pretty good.
I've actually been kind of busy guy. I mean, I took a couple of days off, which was nice, but then, like, yesterday I was out at my dad's house all day. I left here at noon, didn't get home until, like, 7 or something, and my wife came home, that's basically 5 minutes after I got home, and then we ended up talking about her day and stuff, and I was just done. So, Garden of Eden. Yep, Garden of Eden in Kansas. That's what I meant to say. but I had a really cool conversation today with Christine, Christine from Atlanta, and it was so awesome. I was so blessed by it. And I don't think it's so much maybe, you know, it could be for some of the evening show. I'm actually going to preach on this tomorrow morning. Because it's really cool. You know, each of us has our own walk, and we've talked about that. And sometimes we can go, oh, well, why don't I have what Luke has? Well, you know, Luke, he helps a lot of people, you know, hear from the Lord, and he sees balls of light all the time, and the Lord has him, you know, doing a lot of spiritual training, you know, and so it's like, oh, I don't have Luke's walk. What am I not doing right because I'm not doing what Luke's doing? Katie gets words. You know, Katie gets a lot of words, and, you know, what I must be doing something, you know, I must be doing something wrong. Maybe I'm not getting that. And we covet each other's walks. We covet each other's blessings. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's natural to, you know, for us to want to have the joy and the peace and the walk that you envy. And I'm using the words envy and covet, and don't take them as negative terms because, you know, you guys see Judy and how she can be happy and, you know, these dates can come to pass and whatnot. And she just remains happy. She's steadfast, you know. But that's her walk. That's Luke's walk. That's Katie's walk. And what I want for everybody to have is growth, real spiritual growth in their own walk with the Lord. Your walk with the Lord, your own personal thing to where, and I'm going to say this and it might make some people upset, but you know what? You're so awesome that because you're here and you're part of this family that people should be envious of your walk. And I want to know what that takes. You know, Luke helps you hear from the Lord. That's a great thing. But it also takes the group as a, you know, you don't need me. You don't need Luke. You don't need Katie. You don't need Judy. You don't need anybody. You know, you walk with the Lord with you on your own two feet. And he's carrying you the whole way, and he wants you to go to him for everything. You know, he tells everybody different things. And so if you are feeling insecure because you're not hearing from the Lord, or you don't get messages, or you don't get visions, or you don't see angels, or any of these things, that's okay. But go to the Lord yourself because you're probably going to have something better. I wouldn't trade my walk for anybody else's walk. And it's been tough at times. It's been very tough. And thankfully, my for people in here like Luke and Judy and Christine and other people have, you know, we've talked outside of this deal, and it's helped me grow immensely. And all they don't do anything magical, and nor do I. I just tell you exactly what the Lord puts on my heart to tell you. The Lord loves you. You are just as powerful and just as loved, if not loved more than me or Luke or somebody else. You are powerful with the Lord, every single one of you. If you're listening to this show and you're here and you've made it through the YouTube videos that you give Judy a ton of credit for, you know, get it, you know, with John and Judy, you know, with all the videos and pushing people past their comfort zones and getting people to lighten up and see the softer side of the Lord. You know, there was a message that Katie had put in the chat room last night that was being pasted in by Randon this morning that said that this is the only church that the Lord has ever felt welcome in. And I think that says just a ton. And I'm not knocking anybody's church out there because, you know, that's not what it's about. But I take that as, I mean, I wanted to walk away and just think about that statement for 20 minutes when I heard it and when I read it in the chat room. It was phenomenal. And you know, the Lord feels welcome here because nobody's putting any limitations on him. And that goes for us as an individual group. You know, if you're not able to have the steadfastness and the joy and the dedication to believing it's today every single day, and the Lord's not asking you to do that, that's okay because it's your walk. If you're not getting visions, if you're not seeing angels, if you're not getting words to share with us as a family, that's okay. It's absolutely okay. But go to the Lord. And you know what? Go to the Lord, and then if you need to hear it, I'm going to give my phone number again here. So I'm going to say it a couple times, and for good reason. So, guys, if you have a pen and paper and you want to extend this out and you want to grow, I'm telling you, it's like the conversation with Luke. With a five-minute conversation with him, you start hearing from the Lord. And maybe you need another five-minute conversation to hear how powerful you are in the Lord and to hear the fact that reinforced that he loves you. And it's okay if you're frustrated, and it's okay if you don't have the same walk as somebody else. So here's my number again. It's 316-833-1499. I'll say it again, 316-833-1499. Okay, I cannot tell you how grateful I am to have this family for the people that helped me. I've talked to several people outside of this, and some people I encourage, and some people have encouraged me. And I thank you, Judy. I thank you, Luke. I thank you, Christine. I thank you, Pat. I thank all of you. You've helped me go further in my walk to walk closer with the Lord. And I want that to be shared. I want every person that listens to this show to be a leader, a real leader, guys. You can go past me in a moment. The Lord does quick works. I mean, he does real quick works. And so it's sometimes you just need to hear a little tweaking. Sometimes I have to hear it. Guys, I do have to do it all the time. I ask my wife, oh, Tiger, will you please give me a word about of this? You know, I'm really twisted up about this, and I'm not hearing from him. And she's like, he says he's talking to you. You're not listening. I'm like, I know, but I need to hear something. And just those few words that she gives me is enough for me to go there. And that's what this family is for. But he strengthens us, and he wants us to be strengthened more. Christine had brought a video up, and I think somebody had posted on the Facebook channel. I don't do Facebook. But I'm going to try to find the video here while I'm talking. And it kind of explains, it kind of gives you another perspective. And I'm going to post it in chat. If anybody wants it, Pat, I think you already know about it, Pat. But it basically, it kind of ties a lot of this stuff that we've been going through together. And it's very, very cool. And I haven't even got to watch it yet, but Christine gave me some spoilers, not all of them. And I'm going to share the ones that she gave me because it's a 90-minute video, and so 90 minutes is a lot for me to commit to watching a video nowadays. But what I'm getting at is that the things that are in this video talk about how far you go in your spiritual walk here dictates where you end up in your realm in heaven. And I'm not talking about rewards. I'm talking about something we don't understand. It's, you know, the level of light or whatnot that you're in, and it has nothing to do with, you know, how blessed you are or this. It's just, it's education. So if you show up in heaven and you got a kindergarten or education, you got to go through high school and college still. If you show up to heaven you're in 11th grade, then, you know, you don't have to go, you know, you're basically just further ahead. And it's not always about knowing every word of the Bible. It's not about that. It's your walk with the Lord. It's your faith. It's your understanding. But I think what's really cool about it is when you tie that stuff together and you see what the Lord's been doing this. He's been taking us at night to fight spiritual battles. He's been giving us dreams. He's been, you know, these dates that come to pass. He's been strengthening us and taking us further. So when he comes down here and translates us, or when he's already here, so that was kind of a stupid statement, but when it's finally time for us to be translated, we are at the point that he needs us to be at so we can hit the ground running there. And so that's why it's saying. The video, I think, is very important for people to watch. I haven't even watched it yet, but whatever. I'm going to watch it tonight with my wife. But it all ties together to come back to strengthening the bride, and that's where all this is coming from. It's the reason I'm putting my phone number out there again. Luke puts his number out there again. Judy doesn't share her number because, well, she has the biggest hater wagon following behind her in the world. The last thing you'd want to do is get her number out there. She does say her number is 1-800-ANGEL-CAKES. But guys,
that's actually it.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, just these conversations that we have on the phone, and Judy and Luke and me and Christine and who else have we talked to on through this whole deal? But it makes me so much. It gives me just that, and it's not even like it's a magical statement. It's just hearing that, and all of a sudden you just feel the spirit on you, and it resonates with your spirit, and you feel strengthened, and it's like you're ready to take on Goliath. It rejuvenates you, and it fills you, and I think that's what it's for. And so, you know, the best – I want to continue this in the morning because I know I've already talked for a little while here, but what I'd like – and I think that would really help is when these dates come to pass that, you know, in our walk here and, you know, we're still here and you kind of wonder like, well, why would the Lord do that? Or why would the Lord do this? You know, there's a purpose behind it all. And I want to hear you tell about how the Lord strengthened you through these trials. I want to hear what you've learned as you've come through these dates and you've come through these things that the Lord's had put on you. And it's okay to say, you know what, I was really upset. I was really sad. I got mad and I cussed at the Lord and I did this and I did that. And then, you know, he's like, I love you. And like all of a sudden I was melted and everything was fine. You know, I don't care. But share your stories, guys. Share this. Because when we really open our hearts to one another and we really share our spiritual walk, our own personal ones, there's tidbits of different people's walk that just click with me and helps me so much. And I know if it helps me, and I know that Christine's helped Christine, I know that Judy's been on a walk and it's allowed her to get to the level that she has, is that Luke has come a long ways. You know, he'll be the Luke, is it okay? I'm just going to share it. If you get upset, it's okay.
Right.
You know, Luke used to call Judy a lot and be like, what's God saying? What's God saying? And he'd call all the time, and he was like that, you know, annoying person that, you know, just wasn't walking on their own. And now Luke hears from the Lord, and, you know, he still needs encouragement. He still has his down days, and he still gets, like, frustrated and all these different things. But it just takes these little encouragement talks sometimes to snap. Sometimes he needs it. Sometimes he just does it on his own with his own walk with the Lord. But, guys, please do call in and share that. That's what it is it's how you've been strengthened in your walk. And I believe that here a couple weeks ago, Judy had said that the Lord had talked about unity, us being unified. Well, we have to be unified in love and strength and a whole bunch of other great words that are positive things. But that's unification. That's true unification, is if we're all standing here strong, you know, holding arms, you know, whatnot. Christine had a good analogy for this. It's, you know, if you run in the military, you're doing an obstacle training course as a group, you know, you can cross the finish line, but if your teammates are still hanging back there, the clock's still ticking. And so it's not about us trying to finish this race and run across the finish line and look back and see who we've left behind. We have to go back and we have to start and bring all of us all together as one. And we're all together as one with strength and love and forgiveness and a whole bunch of great holy words that I can't think of right now. So please do call in with that. Please call in and tell us how the Lord has strengthened you. You know, it doesn't have to be a word. If you have a word for the Lord, I want to hear it. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is talk about how the Lord has strengthened you. Do you know what? Call in and say, you know what? I don't know what I'm doing. I just know that I got to keep on trucking because the Lord's brought me this far, and it's not time for me to go, you know, sit down on the couch and be like, these guys are all silly billies and, you know, whatever. It's okay to do that too. If you're feeling weak, get strengthened. That's what we're here for. You know, I don't call in and be all boo-hooey and feeling sorry for yourself, but if you have a legitimate, you're upset and your feelings are hurt by some of the stuff that's occurred, get strengthened. That's what we're here for. That's the family. You know, we draw strength from one another, and sometimes you're just twisted up and you can't hear from the Lord, and you need that just a little extra encouragement. So with that, I'll stop it, but tomorrow morning I am going to preach on this. And I want everybody to call in tonight that has something that shows how they were strengthened, how the Lord showed them this, and how they don't understand it, but they still just trust in the Lord or whatever. Share your walk. share your walk, because I share my walk with people and bits and pieces of it resonates with them. And Judy shares her walk, or Luke shares her walk, and I get bits and pieces of it that fit into mine. But I can't just take Judy's walk and make it Jason's walk. That's Judy's walk. It's her own personalized custom walk. And I have my own personalized custom walk that I'm still trying to figure out every single day. And so let's share about that tonight, guys. And another thing is that Judy wants someone else to call in and do communion to hear a fresh voice. I would love to hear someone else do it. There's several different verses in the Bible. I always stick to the same one. So let's spice it up a little bit. I don't care who it is. But I really want some new callers, guys. We got so blessed the other night when the guy that I can't ever think of his name called in and shared, and we were so blessed because we were hearing from the heart and the spirit. So let's just continue that. My rant's over, Luke.
That was a really good rant. I enjoyed it.
Sounds good. Feel free to try to follow that. Now, one up me, Luke.
dude, I don't even want to try to, you know, say something better than that. yeah, when it comes to, like, learning from other people's walks and everything, like with me, I'm always trying to, the thing I struggle with the most is trying to get over, like, my own feelings, you know, like if I do something stupid, I always feel really guilty about it, you know. And I have to, you know, get over myself and, you know, just move on because God forgives, you know. And that's like my main struggle, is letting go of like stupid stuff that I do, you know. I hang on to it. And it makes everybody feel bad if they hang on to their sin. So and just today, like, I was talking to God about some stuff, and then Judy called me and gave a word that this other guy gave, and at the very end it talked about how all we need is love, you know. And no matter how stupid you are, if you have the love of God in you, then, I mean, you're golden. So that was really encouraging to me.
Jerry. Amen.
Sounds good.
Well, I believe I brought on, I know Pat's here with us. God bless you, sister.
Hi,
I know,
guys.
I think it's Stacy's here, and I believe that Leah is on the line with us.
Yep, me and Stacy are together.
What's that?
I said, yeah, me and Stacy are together.
Oh, okay. I always mix up. So 626, oh, that 626, is that Chris from Ohio?
No, that's me. I'm saying that Stacy and me are like, we're on the same line right now because she's not home.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, who's 914?
That's somebody else. Is that the other Chris? Wait, I forget who that is. But that's
oh, that's me.
No.
Hello, Joe.
Who's that?
You did.
Joe.
It's Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, Pat. Hi, Jason.
Hi, sweetie.
How's everybody?
Thanks for saying hi to me.
Well, hello.
Hi,
hello,
Luke.
Hello.
Thanks.
Hello there. How you doing?
Good, family. How are you all?
Get my New York in there.
And I don't have a New York accent, but I can fake one if you want.
No, I used to talk like that a lot because I lived with the mole, so it's like I'm in New Jersey now. But I don't know if it's any better. No, not really.
Yeah.
I'm just me.
Stacy.
Wow.
Stacy.
Stacy, where
talk.
Are you?
Where's Stacy?
I don't know.
I'll tell you
what.
What's
going on?
Leah. Hey, Leah.
Yeah.
Could you bless us all by sharing how the Lord has strengthened you in your walk?
Okay.
I like.
Well,
just so you know, guys, I'm going to do this to all of you. So Leah's just unlucky because I just put her on the spot out of nowhere. I'm going to do it to everybody.
Oh, no.
Fair warning.
Really, Stacy? And then you're not going to talk? Okay. And then she sends me a text that says, you're it. Ha, ha, ha. Really? Okay. Where do you want me to, like, just recently? Or, I mean, I don't know what you mean specifically, Jason.
Well, it doesn't have to be anyone specific, but it can just be to where you were kind of down and you were struggling with your walk and the Lord really raised you up. And it could be through conversating with other people and then reminded you. It could be his words that he gave you directly. It could be something that happened in church 3 months ago. It could be anything. Just I know that you've been strengthened in your walk. And I know that the Lord's brought you a long ways, because you had to have been brought a long ways, because we all have. And I'm just curious about what something that you could, that you think other, somebody else, because of your walk, that's specific to your walk, has, could help somebody else out there that may struggle with the same things that you have struggled with.
Okay. Well, like I grew up with, I'm going to say Christian parents, but they were like, I mean, I love my parents and my family, but they were more of like cafeteria Christians, if I can be like nice and say that. And when I mean cafeteria Christian, I mean like when you go down with your tray and you're like, I want this, but I don't want that. And I want this, and I don't want that. So that was kind of how I was raised, and so I didn't really get an understanding of like what it really truly meant to love God until I got older. And then, you know, the Lord called me to church one night where I was like in my bed, and like he woke me up, and like I had to like literally get on my knees and pray, and it just came out of nowhere, and I was like crying, and I wasn't even praying for myself, honestly. I actually, like, he made me pray for my sister, which was a strange thing because it wasn't something that I would do at all, and I was kind of like struck by that, and I was like, I wonder why I would feel so strongly about that. And I had a friend who was talking to me about going to church, and then I found like a little church not far from my house, and really started to get to know the Lord, but I didn't understand what the pastor would talk to me about when he was talking about, like, just living and walking in Christ. I'm like, okay, I went and I got baptized, and I was like, hey, I want to do this, but I still didn't really fully understand what it meant to have a relationship with the Lord until probably within, like, the last year or so, I really started to understand it. And that only happened because I moved from California. All my family, I grew up there, I lived there all my life, and all my family and friends were there, and then I moved to Maryland, and I knew no one except for my husband, and I knew that I had to just depend on the Lord. And at that point, I was like really just so down. I mean, I felt like I had died. Like, I was grieving for someone, because it's like my whole identity was gone. And I was, like, really active and busy in church. Like, I mean, I worked in, like, the children's ministry, and, you know, I was there every Sunday, and I would be in charge of snacks, and I thought I was really doing something for, like, the Lord. And so, like, until I actually started to get to know him, and then I realized I wasn't doing anything for the Lord. I was people-pleasing, you know? Mm-hmm. And so after he kind of brought me out of a really deep depression after I moved here for probably about a good 9 months, you know, I started to go to church. Like, it was just too much for me, and I just walked down the street, and I walked into a church, and I was just sitting there, and I was crying, and the pastor came, and he talked to me, and he was just asking me what was going on with me, and, you know, like, what brought me there. And it was a really moving conversation, because I just needed to talk to somebody, and I needed to feel the love of the Lord at that point in time, because I just felt so lost, and I didn't know who I was anymore. I still didn't know anyone 9 months later. I hadn't formed any relationships outside of, like, my marriage, and it was just sinking, like, deeper and deeper. And that was when he kind of just picked me up out of that pit. And I was like, okay, you know, like, I love you. And, you know, if you're lost, then, you know, look to me. And he was my light. And then I started to go to church. And then I tried one with my mother-in-law. And then it was nice, but it was far away. And she was, like, an inconsistent, like, church-going person. She was still in that stage of, like, you want to be saved, but you don't want to have a relationship with the Lord. You want to go to church on Sunday, and that's all you're going to do. And then you don't even want to go to church, like, every Sunday. You just want to go sporadically. And that wasn't the kind of relationship that I was looking for with the Lord, because that wasn't working for me and where I was in my life at that point in time. And so my husband said, I'll go with you. And he's not, my husband's not saved. He's not a churchgoer or anything like that. And then I walked into the church that I go to now, and the pastor that was there was talking to me specifically. It was a wonderful message, and he was talking about how that church was for the people who are broken and who are lost and who have been through in their life, you know, the people who have been, you know, abused and misused. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you have addictions or, you know, you've, like, cheated on your spouse or whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. We are here for you, and we want to be your family. And I just cried, and, like, tears just, like, were, like, coming down my face, and I freaked out my husband because I cried so much in the church because I felt so happy and felt so relieved, because that's what I had been praying for, because I was just like, I need something, and I need connection with people. And my husband was like, we are never going back to that church ever again. And I'm like, no, no, it's a good thing. I promise. It's good. It's good. It was good tears. And he was just looking at me like I had, like, my head had turned around, you know, and I was like, no, it was good. And from there, I formed relationships, and I went to, you know, Bible studies, and I went to one on prayer, which I didn't understand very much about prayer, but it was an entire, like, 4 months devoted to just prayer, and I was able to commit to, like, praying for, like, an hour a day for, like, 4 months, and it really strengthened my walk, and I needed it at that point in time, because I was just like, okay, I was just so lost, and it was wonderful talking to him and just getting to know him. Even if it was, like, an hour a day, it was, like, learning that I could have a relationship with the Lord, and I could talk to him and have a real live relationship with him. And he wasn't just this guy that you would visit on Sunday, and he wasn't just this person in a book that, you know, you would pray to, but it was somebody who could be with me and who listened to me. And, you know, I felt his love. And it was just absolutely amazing when I was drawing near to him, you know, just like he says, he would draw near to me. And, I mean, when I would go to him and I would talk to him about the problems that I was having, like anything financial, marital, you know, relational, you know, parenting, anything, I could see him just do magnificent things in my life, and he would clear out that darkness, and finally I started to, you know, emerge back into the person that I was before, and I am now, but even more so happy. I mean, even now my husband looks at me, and he's like, I just don't understand it. Like, you are just happy. It doesn't matter the situation. You're just happy. And I'm like,
yep.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
You know, I cry. You know, I cry sometimes. I get upset. But, I mean, I don't, you know, have that joy taken away from me anymore, because the Lord, he gave it to me. And, you know, he strengthened me, and he's made me so much stronger. And even now, I mean, when I feel like I, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm getting weary, like, I'll talk to him, and I'll call him, Lord, I can't handle this, or I need something, or I don't understand. And then there's something that is there to lead me or to guide me, some message. I've loved Judy's messages. She's given me so many things to think about. And just in that short amount of time, she's helped me to learn so much more about judgments that I didn't even know I was making about other people. You know, I'm like, man, I didn't even think about it like that. Or just any of those things. And it's actually helped me to be more free and to be happier, because now when people are like, oh, that person is just so awful, and I'm like, no, you know what I mean? Like, they're not. Like, it's not like that. It's not a big deal. But I love it, because it's been so freeing to be able to release that judgment of anything, or the things that, you know, I felt like, oh, like, I should be offended by that. And I'm like, no, I shouldn't. It doesn't matter. And it's nice to be able to smile and walk away from something and not care.
Yes.
Like, you know, like, oh, that doesn't matter. I can still love that person, or I can walk right past them and still be like, okay, I love you, God bless you, and keep going. And they don't have to ruin my day. It's making a choice to believe what God says and instead of believing what my emotions or what other people's judgments or the things that I bought into, the lies of society that have been put upon me, you know, it does. It does make you like a slave. And it's nice right now because I feel so much more free on everything, and it is making me happier and making so many better relationships, and I don't feel like I have to worry about anything anymore. I can be more open, and I can tell, you know, people, like, what it is that I'm going through or what my struggle is, and it doesn't matter because they're not the person who's, you know, going to handle it for me, and their judgments don't matter. I don't have to fear judgment of another person anymore, and it's like it's kind of giving me relief from people-pleasing. And so it is a wonderful thing that the Lord is lifting, and he's taking that out of me, which is wonderful, and I can still smile.
Beautiful. Very lovely.
So took away your worry, and it makes you stronger because you don't have to worry or judge or put it all out there, huh?
Yes, and it's so nice. It's so freeing. Like I said, I feel so, like, free to be myself and just to love and just to be merciful, and when I'm like when I'm in something wrong, and when I should probably think this out because I probably didn't mention it, but like it wasn't until a couple months ago, probably until like December, like even though I had been a Christian, like it wasn't brought to my attention that I should be a repentant Christian. Like when I do something wrong, you know, I should be like, you know, like, oh, hey, I'm sorry about that, and keep going and feel like I'm forgiven and not worry about it. It was not even brought to my attention in my walk of the people that had mentioned it. And I'm like, oh, okay. It wasn't until the Lord taught me that maybe I should talk to him about those things and he would handle it for me instead of not worrying about it and holding on to that stuff. And when I was able to get rid of it and talk to him about whatever it was that I felt guilty for, or I was holding on to, because that would be something that I would hide. I would hide myself from the Lord, knowing that I couldn't hide from him, but still close myself off to him because of like whatever sin or whatever it was that was consuming my heart. And now I can give more of my heart to him because I can include him in everything.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Rob.
Wow, Leah just needed just someone putting her on the spot. She's got a lot to say. She's been sitting here being the sleeper the whole time during the shows, and now she comes out guns blazing. Here's my walk.
Okay.
That's awesome, Leah. It really is. That's so cool. Being delivered from all that. You know, the people-pleasing one, I think, is one that, you know, when you said that, it just rings a bell because I think it's one we all struggle with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't want to upset anybody. You don't want to offend anybody, especially when it comes to family and friends. It's just awesome. And Leah, I know that somebody out there that's listening right now got helped by what you were sharing because they struggle with the same things you struggled with. And, you know, when you finally give it to the Lord, he makes that quick work to you. Is Stacy back yet so we can put her on the spot?
She's talking about being under a hair dryer. I know she can hear you because she keeps texting me. Are you finished getting your hair dried, Stacy? She said no.
No.
Stacy, I got something else
still
I
under the
ask.
Hair dryer.
Just a quick question, I promise.
Are you hiding from them, Stacy? You know you're a talker.
Oh, I know. Stacy, you have the strength of a lion. I figured you'd be the best person to go first with. Leah was way just awesome, and now you're, like, holding back. Stacy, you're strong. Come on. You're better than this, Stacy. You're
can't
better
talk,
than this.
But are you going to talk when you're done?
Okay, you know what? We're going to just hold the whole show up till Stacy gets done playing with her hair. How you like that,
Stacy? You're in trouble now, Stacy. Oh, she said move on. Stacy!
Did she say move on? We can't move on until Stacy speaks.
Nope, we got to hear.
Pat, Do you want to hold out and wait for Stacy to speak?
She said
I know
she
I
will
do.
Tomorrow. She said she'll talk tomorrow.
We have to wait until tomorrow.
I've kind of talked already, but I, you know.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said, I will tomorrow.
Oh.
Maybe there isn't a tomorrow, Stacy. Maybe someone needs to be healed tonight.
Ooh. Gotcha. You're on the hook.
She said either here or in heaven. That's what she said. She said either here or in heaven.
She's hard to argue with. She's good at this. She's obviously been married for a while.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we got, is it Chris from Ohio? Is Chris from Ohio with us? Why do I keep thinking Chris from Ohio is with us?
Pennsylvania?
Okay, you know what? I don't know who this is, so I'm going to check them out real quick. 413. Hello, 413.
Hello, young man.
Hi.
Hello, young lady. God bless you.
I have something I'd like to throw in.
What's that?
I have something I'd kind of like to throw into the pot tonight.
Go ahead.
Oh, great. Now, you guys are talking about doing communion in a new way. And I just wanted to just run this past you, see how it hits your heart. I missed the show one night. I didn't have my phone, and I had to do communion myself. So I just picked up any book, but I found this passage in Luke that I absolutely love, and it is it's Luke 12, and it starts off at about verse. Where do I want to start? And it starts yada yada. Tell the place. Yeah, you start around verse 8 or so because it says, okay, prepare a place and blah blah blah. And you're gonna go find somebody who's gonna give you this room, and it starts off with a straight up miracle. The room's already prepared. You know, and the guy thinks, how can I do that? And it goes on through this. It goes on through the communion. The rhythm is a little different. Like I think if you drink, you eat, and then you drink again at the end. And so, but it's kind of interesting in the rhythm. I did it, and I found it like the coolest ever. And I always wanted to recommend it to somebody. So that's what I'm going to throw into the pot tonight. Try the loop thing and see. Just see. The other thing, how are we strengthened? That was the question of the day.
Amen.
Yeah.
I would say that I think that we are strengthened when we figure out, or no, we can't figure it out, when you know that strength is love. And it's not anywhere. It ain't nowhere else.
Amen.
You know, and that kicks, that jump starts, that is that the oil in that, you know, in the carpet is just overflowing because it's love. That's all. That's its thing. So that's what I'm going to throw in the pot tonight.
Okay.
And how wonderful it is to hear your voice, young man.
It's wonderful to hear all of you guys. I've really missed you. I actually really have. I got held up yesterday at my dad's house. He lives out in the sticks, so, you know, it's a long drive out there, and I wasn't going to make it. You know, once I get out there, he likes to talk forever. And so, yeah, I missed you guys last night, and after coming off for a couple of days break, I really have missed you guys.
Oh, we missed you, too.
Well, bless you.
I mean, I love
you
guys. You guys have done, seriously, this family is so awesome, guys. And that's what, you know, the Lord's brought us all so far, and he's blessed us all, each other, through each other, and done blessings individually, and that's where I really just want to grab a hold of the whole family and just come in for a big group hug here right before we leave.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Wow.
And Judy said she'd pay for everybody's plane tickets.
Oh, that's just a hug and a kiss.
Yeah. She's just a very giving person. Thanks, Judy. Well, stay with us, young lady. I'm going to bring, I got some other people that I'm seeing. I've not recognized a number, so I want to make sure we get some people in here. We got 435.
Hello, 435.
Oh, just listening. You can mute me.
Hello, 435. 435.
You can mute me.
I think 435. We're really wanting people to share tonight. Sure, you don't want to share something? Don't want me? I don't want to mute you.
No, I really don't have anything. I'm sorry.
Well, you don't have to always share something that's crazy. That's why we're sharing stuff about how if you're at a place where you can't talk, I'm not going to bug you. But if you could bless us all by telling us how the Lord has strengthened you in your walk, that is in your individual walk, and how he's helped you to where it could bless somebody else that maybe is struggling with the same things that you've gotten through with the Lord.
The only thing that's really been happening lately is I've just been learning to not stress about anything. Like, I'm really just trusting him right now. I'm usually trying to, freak out about my family, and I gotta tell him this, and I gotta do this, and I gotta do this, and it's been really, stressing me out lately, and I just got a revelation that I just needed to calm down. I've prayed enough for my family. God's got it. Don't need to freak out. And so now I'm just chilling and waiting. That's about it. Yeah.
That's awesome. So it's just how the trusting in the Lord with everything, and knowing that he's got it all, and trusting in the fact that he loves you, and trusting in the fact that he's coming to get you, and he's going to keep you safe, and the peace that comes with that. Is that right?
Yes. Lately I've just been feeling super peaceful and just so happy and just totally putting all my trust and faith in him, and I'm just ready. Like, I seriously feel like it's going to be any second, and I'm just excited.
Amen. You know, what kind of advice would you give someone out there that's struggling with stressing out over the things in life and when's he coming? Oh, I got, relationship problems or financial problems or whatever. What kind of advice would you give that person that you know that's making that same struggle that you've been through?
I'm not sure. I would just tell him, pray about it and just have faith and know that he will answer your prayer and just know that everything's going to be okay. And I don't know. I swear that I've just been getting super revelations lately to just know that God really is really going to help you with whatever you're struggling with. And a lot of the times, if you're having trials and tribulations, it's somehow for your own good too. So I've kind of been learning to just trust him in everything, even your bad times,
Amen.
Yeah, okay.
That's so often such
really,
a blessing. And can you share us with your first name, because we know who you are?
Oh, yes.
Even if it's a made-up name?
It's Mandy again.
Mandy?
I called in like
Mandy, welcome.
Hey.
Buddy. Thank you, sweetie.
Well, God bless you, Mandy. You're
yeah.
so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't throw me on mute now or whatever. It's cool.
All right, honey. Thank you for sharing.
Let's remain on mute, guys, so she can no longer speak to us. Hey, Pat, is your dog going crazy?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Ronnie. my daughter's boyfriend came in, fiancé, so they went shopping. The dogs go nuts. If a leaf goes outside, they bark at it. I mean, it's crazy. Good watchdogs, but they're too noisy.
Well, Pat, I know you're going to have something to share on this, but give me just a second. Joe, are you with us, brother?
Yep. Sorry, I haven't.
Joe, are you still with us?
Yep. Can you hear me, Jason?
Yeah, we can hear you, brother.
I had a great, great experience I want to share last night. I think it all adds to what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting around, doing my bagel same way, basically just listening to music, talking to the Lord. But I was feeling like super unworthy for some reason. It just got, you know, creeps up on me sometimes. Like, you know, last month, so much of that's gone away, and we've been through so much together, Lord and I. Just, but there's like just like a little ounce of it left. And I was talking to him about it, and I was like, Lord, I hope I'm ready, you know, to bow before you. I don't feel worthy. And aww. I was listening to the music with noise-canceling headphones, and he, like, shouts, like, very, not shout, but a very, like, assertive voice, but take off your headphones now, right? Like, so I've ripped them off my head. And I heard in my yard, and the house where I'm at is big. I mean, our nearest neighbor's, like, 5 acres away. So, what, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, they're sounding to me like a, I don't know, a child, maybe 6, 7 years old, but screaming top of their lungs, like, in horrible pain. So I didn't even have a chance to think. And then he said another word to me. He just said, go. So I was sitting on a couch, did, like, you know, some snowboard move over the back of the couch, ran outside in the snow barefoot, running through my yard. And I'm just like, Lord, help me find where she? I didn't hear it anymore when I got outside. And it was so loud from inside. It was next level. No one else was home. And, you know, no one else for, you know, so far in each direction. Lord, help me find this child. Please help me help them. He says, there is no child. And then instantly said to me, how do you feel now? And I didn't even think. Like, you know, and you answer him sometimes without thinking, and the best answers come out. And he had me, I mean, he had me answer, and it's just the best. The first thing I said to him was, I feel worthy now. And I was like, word, I didn't, like, you know, like, but I really felt it when I, and since then I've been just like, it was such a blessing. I haven't even been able to sleep since then. I'm just quite honest. I've been up all night, just like, loving on it, you know. What do you want me to do now, Lord? I'm on it.
Snow and bare feet.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's the Lord.
he likes, for some reason, bringing me out in the snow. Maybe because I live in a snowy area. But, yeah, he's taking me on a few snowy voyages. A few weeks ago, I'm on the phone with Elvin walking through waist deep drifts. Like,
oh,
they tell me I'm not crazy, brother. He's like, no, go, man. Oh. All right.
God told me to do this.
Yeah, you know, I was in a full-on Enoch walk, but it turned out amazing, you know. I was glad I saw it first.
That's cute.
Well, Joe doesn't get to sleep when he has anxiety either, so he doesn't get to sleep when he has good news or bad news. Poor guy never gets to sleep.
Joe hasn't slept or eaten in a while, but I'm going to be just fine because, you know, I asked the Lord even last night, and something I share with a few of my brothers and sisters, I'm in closer contact with, I'm ready to share it to everyone. You know, I said, you know, after this experience, I'm laying in bed. It was daylight out already. I'm like, no, Lord, when are you coming? And he said, now. And I always kind of, like, we play this game, I'll ask three times. And then I went and asked the second time. He answered, like, halfway through the question. And I went to ask the question a third time. And he said, now, before I could even start asking the question. So ever since then,
wow.
Every word out of my mouth and every second on this show, I'm just waiting for us to all be out. So, which is great. Because I really... Yeah, but I mean, it was so nice. I mean, my walk with the Lord has been very long, and I've had my ups and downs like all of us, and it's really,
yeah, sure.
Just go to Him is all I can say. I mean,
exactly.
I do the same thing. I want to hear it from my, you know, brother and sister. You know, it was just so nice. I just needed to do that, and He just showered me with just such affection.
Oh, that's
like
sweet.
I'm good now. Like, it's not that I'm fine. You know,
yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. Good.
Very blessed for that.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Well, Joe and Chad, everybody's saying that your voice sounds like you're a movie star.
I've been in movies and on TV, but they're all going to laugh about that and have it.
Oh. Oh, my.
So... Who's doing communion tonight? It's all right.
Judy had brought it up that she suggested that you and Raina do it together. I didn't know which one of you guys one would lead and the other one would pray.
I've just said I need help if someone, because I do it a spectrum, and I pray over the bread and then eat it and then pray over the wine before I drink it. You know, just a quick, but I like other people to do, like if I lead it, I want two other people to pray and then I could say a final prayer if you guys want, but...
Yeah,
if that's okay with all aboard, then maybe that's what we can do tonight.
Yeah.
What would you want to do? I couldn't understand what you were saying. You said you wanted to pray over a whole bunch of stuff first and then do it, or what?
No. It's in the word in 1 Corinthians, I had to grab the pocket size, didn't I? All right, 1 Corinthians 23, 11, the latter
17.
Part.
Good.
So I'm going down 11:23, but I'm in the New World Testament. You guys might be in King James. This is just the one I happen to have on hand, but it's the same. but on the night the Lord was going to be betrayed at the Last Supper, it says he took the bread, and after giving thanks over it, then he broke it. So I like to always, you know, give thanks over it and do the same with the cup, as it says that he did. Sometimes I don't. I mean, I do, you know, but, you know, tonight we'll try something different if everyone's all aboard. Does that sound okay?
No, that's good. I'm waiting. We don't have Raina on the line with us.
Okay, we can wait. We can wait.
You know,
wait, we'll wait a while.
Yeah, I need a minute.
Yeah, if you're reading through 1 Corinthians 11, 17 through 34, it's pretty much doing the same thing. Same thing as Luke 22, 1 Corinthians 10.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, it's, and that shows how important it is. I mean, it's really all over. I mean, we are to do this in remembrance of the huge sacrifice that he made for us. I mean, and it's an honor to do so. You know, it's an honor to praise our Lord.
Okay, so Raina's not going to be able to join us on here. So, Joe, if you would like to lead communion, and then Pat, do you have a prayer or something to read to follow it up?
Oh, yeah, I have a little prayer here. I'll read.
Okay,
all right, Joe. Well, guys, everybody listen to Joe here. We're doing communion now, so Joe has it. Joe, when you're done, please tell Pat.
Yeah.
Definitely. Bear with me. I'm reading, like, 16th-inch print here, so... All right. On the night that the Lord was going to be betrayed, he took the loaf, and after praying over it, he broke it. Let us pray over our pieces of practice. Heavenly Father, thank you for this great honor that we are doing right now. It is truly that to us, to show our devotion to our Lord, King, and Messiah, your Son, who is shortly coming to get us. Let us eat together. Amen. Sorry, I took a big bite. Hang on. Sorry, everybody. Right. Moving down to chapter 25. And he did the same also respecting the cup. This cup means the new covenant, the virtue of my blood. Keep doing this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Pat, would you like to close with the word?
Sure. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Jesus. Graciously hear us, O Jesus. Have mercy on us, O Jesus. Jesus, graciously hear us. We praise thee, O God. O Lord Jesus Christ, and we call upon thy name. O Lord Jesus Christ, who has said, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Grant, we beseech thee, that we may love thee with thy whole heart, in our words and in our work, and never cease to praise thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Pat.
Amen.
Is there another prayer that anybody else would like to join in here right now while we're doing this? Joe, if you've got one, that's fine. It's cool. Or Leah or Mandy or anybody.
I have prayers to the Holy Ghost.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. O God, unto whom every heart is open, every desire known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily praise thy name. We beseech thee, O Lord, that the Comforter proceedeth from thee may enlighten our minds and lead us to all truth as thy Son hath promised. Amen.
Amen, Pat.
Yeah. Glad to share.
Guys, I want to continue on with this here. You know, and guys, if you shared already, Leah, you know, if you've shared, I know you've shared, and Joe, you guys have shared. Oh, Pat, we want to get it to you. But, you know, share how the Lord, why am I hearing reverb? Does somebody have me on
know,
the background?
I know, there's an echo.
It's worse than an echo. It's a,
reverb,
there it went.
Though. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. But guys, continue on with this, really. And then, you know, gave my number out earlier, and Luke's got his number out there. yeah, Luke's saying it's a miracle. But it's really, it is, guys. I see this as our everybody being strengthened right before takeoff. And so we're all here huddled together. And so whatever it is that you need to be strengthened, I want to be here for it. The whole family wants to be. I'm speaking for the whole family. Everybody wants to be here. You're not a pain. You're important. The Lord loves you. If you need, you know, help getting up right now, I'm here to help you. So is Luke. So is Judy. So is Christine. So is Pat. So is all these people. They want to help you. And whatever it is, if you just need that boost, don't minimize it, guys. It's important. Share it. But I got to bring 661 on. I think this is Josh Barnes. Hello, 661. Oh. Are you working on your old Commodore 64 computer? I can hear your keyboard. 661. No talkie.
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, are you 661?
I guess I am. I was just listening.
Okay, thank you.
No, that's awesome. What's your first name?
I'm actually John Doe from the chat room.
Oh, okay.
John Doe from the chat room. You gotta share, brother. You gotta share how the Lord strengthened you. We've seen you in here. We don't get to hear from you. You gotta share.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I can't really talk right now, so.
You can, whenever you can, though, please do.
Right.
John Doe, it's great to hear from you.
Yeah.
We love you, brother.
Yep.
All right. Well, you can mute me.
All right. We'll let him out. We're just going to tell you guys that this whole deal about saying, you know, using these tricks of saying, like, I can't talk right now, it's only going to work for John Doe. So don't be trying to be like calling in and be like, no, Jason, I can't talk. So who was it? I'm supposed to be waiting for Josh Barnes to be calling in, but I don't see your number, brother. So pull out your little phone, dial little numbers, and, yeah, quit holding us in suspense here. Because, Chris, you are not too shy to talk. In fact, you are the complete opposite of too shy to talk. That's Chris from PA.
Yeah.
He's in here complaining that I don't unmute him.
Oh.
Pat, share with us how the Lord has strengthened you in five words or less.
You're right. Thank you. You're right. Because I can yak to. I don't know, all my life it's kind of been on the cross, but I just never lost sight of God. You know, I always, I don't know, because maybe when I was little I went to Sunday school or something happened. As I had mentioned before, when I was 8 years old, I was walking down the street and I just looked up to the heaven and I said to God, with all the strength of an eight-year-old, if you're the answer in life, then my whole life will be a search from you. And then my life kind of really went whoosh. My mother died. My father, I never saw him. I went down to Texas with a grandmother I never knew. And just, I used to herd sheep. And she had one Catholic friend. And Catholics down there weren't I don't know. She kind of wouldn't talk to her about faith because my grandmother didn't go to church. But she was a lovely person, you know. She was Methodist. So we went to the Presbyterian church for 3 years, which is fine. You know, wonderful people. The Perrys, thank God they took us under their wing, Grace and me. But the one Catholic friend that she had gave me a little picture of the Sacred Heart. And I used to herd sheep. No, really, and I couldn't tell my grandmother. I couldn't tell her anything about anything like that. She snuck us into the church to see it. You know, I mean, nothing against my faith, but the guy was talking about collecting money, and I thought, like, oh, that's a good introduction, you know. I mean, I was a 10-year-old, you know, so that was kind of funny. But she gave me a little picture of Jesus, okay. So when I would herd the sheep for 2 hours every day, who was I talking to? The Lord, ever since I was 10. And I was, like, super brat. She had to use a stick to break my spirit because I was, like, a wild child, you know. And that taught me to have... to realize I couldn't just do my own thing in life, you know. And it made a lady out of me. After a while, between going to church and stuff, I kind of straightened my act out, you know, and almost too much the other way, where I always felt like everybody else was right and I was always wrong. So I grew up kind of like that, you know. I always listened and respected everybody else, even if they were totally wrong. Maybe that's how compassion and forgiveness developed in me, because I just realized, you know, people are struggling and whatever. And my whole life was an incredible struggle. But I just never lost sight that God was there. And I, you know, when I did that for 3.5 years, praying every day, talking to the Lord, not praying so much as just talking to him and looking at him, he was molding me. He was saying, I think this one can be mine. She's talking to me every day, herding sheep. You know? Kind of like, okay, I'm a shepherdess here, you know. But I went to school, you know, high school. I got married at 20. Back then, that's what you did. You got married and had babies. You don't even think about college, you know. My sister was 18. But my poor aunt was a terrible alcoholic, and her husband tried to, you know, I won't go into things, but it was rough. Her son, we grew up with all kinds of not good stuff, my sister and I. Really, we were really put through the fire. But maybe because of those young years of being out in the field talking to the Lord, something was in me that I wouldn't turn to the dark. I always stayed with him, even though my life, as I say, the best way to say it was on the cross. So just all my life, I just kind of kept in touch with him. And because he saw that even if my faith wasn't the greatest in the world, you know, he knew that I was his. He knew I wanted to do what his will was, even though I'm sure it was quite imperfect. Even to this day, it's quite imperfect. But he knows that I believe in him and that I love him and that he's my love and my life, you know. And he's been that way ever since I was before 20. Well, ever since I was 10, really, whether I realized it or not. So I guess I just have to say I never abandoned him, and he never abandoned me, even though I went through terrible trials. But like I said, when I managed that home for unwed mothers, and all those girls came with all those stories, and I mean stories, and I got them, I tried to get them to the Lord, and when we closed the place up finally after 9/11, they had accepted Jesus in their heart. And I said, now you can live your life, and no matter what happens, because I know it can be rough, even when they got their act together, it can be rough out there in the world. And I said, you have that, and you can talk to him and get it straightened out with the Lord and do what he has. So that was, but I think God put all the suffering and everything that in my life to mold me and shape me, maybe for that 2 or 3 years that I did that work for those girls, you know, I'm thinking, because it's not always right away that we kind of know why. It's later on sometimes, you know, that everything you've been through kind of comes to, you know, I could minister to those girls. I could, they didn't shock me at all. And I could tell them, you know, and then they could tell me everything. And I got them.
So through your trials, you were able to be there,
yes,
and help the,
yes,
people.
Yes, through my trials, yes. I never abandoned him. Even though my faith was not perfect, I never stopped believing that he was real. So I think that he just stayed with me. And then and from 20 on, he really took over. I know, because I by then I was really loving him. And, you know, the prayer meeting I went to, and I mean, like every love song that came on, he was pursuing me at 20 years old, mind you. And it never stopped. I mean, it's been 50 years, more than 50 years, and he's still singing love songs to me. This is bold to share, but all afternoon he had me just playing love songs to him, and he was playing love songs to me, like just getting, and saying, are you ready? He says, I want you to really be ready. He says, when you see me, I don't want any, you know, I want you to feel perfectly comfortable with me and know, you know, the love that, you know, that's there, it's for all of us. And when I was doing love songs, I was putting all of you in my heart, you know, as a bride and giving it to him. So I share everything all the time. So I have to tell you that that's what I was doing all afternoon. He had me here all afternoon just doing this, you know. It sounds
good,
but that's what I was doing. And I said, this is from all of us, this is from all of us. And I would play in those beautiful loves. And he would choose some. He would inspire me what ones to do. I won't say what they were, but he would play them back to me, and by, like he was singing to me. And this goes back to when I was 20 and I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and my whole life just changed, you know, like unbelievable with him. That was the crowning thing right there when I went to that prayer meeting, you know, not even knowing what it was. But, you know, I think I didn't abandon him, and he just kind of took the reins of my life, you know, even though it was very, very difficult. Very difficult, you know. But anybody out there, the final word is trust him, talk to him, give it to him, no matter what you're going through. What you're going through now, maybe years from now, is going to help somebody else get out of the rut, you know. And you just don't look at them with empathy or sympathy. You look at them with real experience and compassion in your eyes, because you know what they're suffering, because you have been through hell yourself, you know. And he'll use that. And just every day, Holy Spirit, how can you use me? Who can I reach for you? What can I do? Just say that prayer, you know, and listen to the Lord. I mean, like the one who gave the number, was it Luca? If you need to know how to talk to the Lord, pick up the phone and call and find out how to talk and listen to the Lord. Make that little effort. Make that one little phone call. Sometimes it doesn't take that much to find out what God wants you to do. Maybe you just have to connect with a person, and then all of a sudden you have a weight lifted off. You're like, oh, wow, why didn't I think of that? but he'll guide you. No, really, he'll put people in your path or whatever. If you ask him, he will. You know, like the Bible says, if your children ask for bread, we who are evil can give our kids good stuff. You know, if they ask for bread, you're not going to give them a serpent. If you ask the Father for the Holy Spirit, he's not going to give you a snake. I mean, come on, you know. It's just pure common simple sense, you know. If you're sincere with God, yeah, he's there. You know, oh, boy, is he there. And he's just waiting for you to talk to him. Yeah, invite him. You know, say, Jesus, you know, even look, just Jesus, you know, help me. I want to know. This is new. Like I read to you from last night about how he said, don't be afraid if you don't know how what to say. Just say, Jesus, I'm new at this. And just to talk to him, you know, just talk to him. Don't be afraid. Just talk to him. He died a horrible death to save you. So, I mean, if you wonder how much you're loved, just look at that cross and what the God-man went through. So he can go back and be with his dad at Carlton. I'll always remember that, you know, so sweet, you know, and to be with his dad. He died so we could be with his dad. How precious is that, you know? What a sweet, sweet love he is. He really is, you know. So.
Amen.
So
what
did you
say? Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
I was just saying that was such a great point. And just going back, you know, to communion, just what that means, like, you know, how truly deep that is to be a part of, just respecting that act of pure love that he did and selflessness that he did for us and his Father.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
You know, it's an honor to do that. It's an honor to serve him. It really is.
Yes. Well, if you wonder how much you're loved, just look at that cross. You know, that's the best embrace you'll ever get, with his arms straight out. You know, there's no other embrace like it. So he loves us. I mean, he did that. He loves us. I mean, who would do that for you? You don't know anybody that would do that for you if they had to? I don't. I'm sure glad he did. I can't love him enough.
Pat, I'm getting some requests from the chat room.
Yes.
And they want you to sing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I put it, you know what I'm going to sing? Let me put it on, because I have to tell you, God gave me this gift. I mean, I'm a little raspy. I mean, if it wasn't raspy, I'm not bragging. I wish you could hear me sing when I'm not raspy, you know, because the thing is, I've always wanted to sing, and I haven't been singing lately, so it was like a weight lifted off me when you guys wanted me to sing, because I felt, God, I can use this gift you gave me. I mean, to dust or do the checkbook, but I'll sing for you guys, you know. No, really. It's bad, you know, but I can sing.
We're blessed to have your love here with
flowers
us.
Flowers for you, arrangements. All right, just give me a second, because I want to put on the words for you, okay? Oh, if you could just, if someone want to talk or something, let me find this and set it up. Give me like three minutes because I've got so much stuff on here. And I purposely put this over because I wanted something else should die for you. And I, I had Amy Grant on.
Amen.
So
well, I'm going to pull up.
Catch somebody talk, and then when they're done, I'll find this for you here. Okay.
All right, I got 503 here. I think this is Joshua Barnes.
Oh, good.
503? 503. Now is your time to talk. All right, you guys, 503 needs some encouragement from the chat room.
503, let's
hear
go.
From Joe. Amen, Pat. Joe, don't you want to hear from 503?
I do. That's someone in Oregon.
Yeah,
I used to live
come
there.
On.
Come on, 503. Please.
503,
you know,
let's
and,
hear it.
And also, 503, I listened for so long before I shared. I have, like, anxiety issues, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, we all do. Like, anyone, you know, like us who's living in these times, we all feel what's going on. But the comfort that I, once I, you know, got through it, and the more I even talk, it's just now I get how everyone else can do it, or at first I was like, I can't do that. I just know I can't do that. But it really helps. It really helps. And we want to hear. My personal favorite thing, and I know my brothers and sisters agree, is we were all so moved when Tori called in and he had been listening for a while. I mean, that just touched me so much. And the other brother now, I mean, he just wasn't in the position to talk, but just, we know you're listening, we know you're with us, and we love you, and we want to hear from you. It builds us up. We're here to fellowship and build up each other. That's why he put us together in this time, to give each other strength. And even as Jason was bringing up before, it's fun to piece the puzzle pieces together with each other, and we get closer to a full, you know, a full vision, which is nearly impossible. But it's a fun game to play to pass time waiting for our Lord.
Amen. That was a good word, brother. And you couldn't. It's all the same things. I think it's Josh. Josh, are you with us, brother?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you? Okay. Sorry, I don't know what's going on my phone. I tried to send like pictures and stuff, but it wouldn't go through. I'm kind of shy, but
oh,
I don't really know what to
right.
say. Sorry, brother. I guess I could start on my journey of how this all started. It first started, God was talking to me about ISON. Come on, ISON?
Oh, yeah.
And I went to a YouTube site. The Holy Spirit guided me, and then I saw these pictures. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, this guy's connected. And then, okay, why am I seeing this? And first of all, I want to say I love the Father with all my heart. And I've been really shy all my life, and I really haven't exposed myself, I guess.
That's what we do here,
okay,
brother.
So,
we expose each other.
Yeah. Let's see here. I got I started showing like people like pictures and stuff, but then they didn't see nothing. I'm like, what do you mean? And my family is like, what do you mean you don't see that? And so what I did is my father recently passed away, Jimmy, and I took care of him for about 5.5 years, and he was the last thing that he looked in my eyes, and and I said, you're going home to Jesus, Dad. And he got saved on his deathbed.
Yeah.
The one thing what was really amazing is that I went to the same site where I saw God, Jesus, and that cherub on his lap. And then I looked at the coordinates of ISON. It's a light reader is the is the YouTube. It's the Nibiru ISON getting brighter or something like that.
Yes.
And then the coordinates of ISON, I looked in there, and God was like, so, well, look, son, look. And I looked. And I was like, well, what's that? And then all of a sudden I seen my dad, and I was like, oh, my dad, Jimmy. He had a little dog on him with a throne, and he had a crown on. So God has given me definitely the eyes to see.
Wow.
Then all of a sudden I was doing, like, pictures of my room. I would do them through, like, reflection on sunglasses and stuff. I don't know why. It's weird. And I would start seeing everything. And all of a sudden, Father, he's so funny. He likes to play hide-and-go-seek. I can see where the boo-boo comes in. he's really funny. I take pictures all the time of him in the clouds playing with kids. And I've been crying all day. I've seen pictures coming home. I brought my wife to work, and then I had to go get her. And as I was coming back, father just told me, start taking pictures, and I sent a bunch of them to Judy there. I can't really get them out of my phone other than her email. I don't know why. So I started taking these pictures, and then as I got into town, I looked up in the sky, and I seen the father. He was holding something in his hand, and he held his hand up, and it was me, and he was showing me, even though I sin and I fall, he still has me, you know, and I just, his mercy endures forever. So, well, I'm going to let you guys go, and I love you, and I'll just keep listening, and
love
I'll be
you
in the
sweetie.
Talk, okay?
Josh, brother.
Thanks for talking
Josh. Hey, brother.
Yeah.
I can hear
yeah.
you choking up a little bit, man, and it's the
yeah,
fourth
cloud,
love
babe.
That you're sharing. It's
oh,
all right,
you,
brother.
Honey.
This is okay.
That's
what we do.
We're a family who understands.
Okay, dude,
okay,
don't
so,
be.
Yeah.
I'm
sure.
A grown man, and I've cried a whole bunch about this. I'm not trying to push you or anything like that, brother. I want you to know that you're
oh,
welcome here.
Oh, I'll cry, bro.
And everybody feels
like
the love of the Lord
none,
when
no.
you're speaking. Absolutely, because it's the Lord. He's on you. His spirit is on you.
Yes.
It's
I know.
A, it's a wonderful
it's so amazing,
thing, brother.
You know?
It's a good thing.
It's the most. It's like I've known you guys my whole life. I didn't know where you were, you know?
That's how we are here. We like, because we love Jesus, we love everybody, and we all feel connected. We have a touch
yeah,
of heaven on earth.
Yeah,
we're going to be the same in heaven.
We're going to come back and play with you guys.
Guys,
God, show me so
Josh
much,
has
huh?
some really cool pictures. You know, Josh shared some
yeah.
pictures with me. He emailed them to me. They're really cool.
Yeah.
I highly suggest you guys give Josh your email address. He'll send you a bunch of cool pictures and stuff he's talking about. It's really phenomenal.
Yeah.
I haven't given enough attention, but it's really cool.
But
Josh, I got to tell you, brother. You got to understand, brother, that you are blessing people right now just by hearing your voice because they can hear Jesus in it.
Yes.
Yeah, I try not to. Sometimes I'm too intense, like my family and stuff, you know.
Oh, no.
My nephew, he came in here the other day, and I had to talk to him. I was like, Ricky, I was like, God wants to tell you, for me, that he loves you. And God said to me, he said, if he doesn't believe in me, show him. And I was like, oh, really? And so I showed him all these pictures, and he started crying, and it really touched his heart. And I just pray for Ricky, and I pray for Caitlin and all my family. And,
yeah.
And God just loves. That's a new lesson because
we pray for
so
him too, brother. We pray for him too.
Yeah. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you for being with
so,
us.
So, let's see. Yeah, the pictures and stuff. Anywhere I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just where I feel power of God and I start taking pictures in my phone and I can see everything. It's
send
amazing. And I've been. I'll tell you this one that I sent to Judy. It was. I didn't see it until I got home. I looked at my phone. And I was like, well, this one's kind of double. It's kind of weird looking. So I blew it up, and there's a chair on, like, if I'm driving in my HHR, and on the my driver's side, I'm taking a pictures out the window, and I one of the pictures I catch is in my rearview window, you know, or mirror, and it takes a picture while I look at it, and it's kind of weird because it's double. And so I blow it up, and there's a chair on the side of the car, and it has my name in it on the seat.
Oh.
And it's like a really elegant, like, queen Victorian-looking chair. And it's just, it's amazing. And I just want to share that. I try to get the pictures out, but I can't. I don't know, my phone. They're messing with my phone, I think, or somebody is.
Could be.
It happens all the time. My whole life has been supernatural stuff. So.
Yeah, I'm in.
I've been lied to a lot, you know. But one thing is that God's faithful and true, and he's pulled me through all those lies, even though I went all out. And he still protects us because I'm his child, and we all are. You know when Katrina hit down there?
Yeah.
I was pulling out the same day that it hit, and the thing is that, it was bad news. Bad news for them. They thought it was for me, but it wasn't. God protected me, you know?
Sure.
And,
sure he did.
I can say these things now because we're at the last, we're it, you know, here we are. But
well, if you get anything on that, let us
fear
know.
Nothing.
Yeah, if
yeah,
God
I don't
tells
fear nothing
you anything...
Anymore. Yeah, he does. I've been feared that not to tell people because...
No, you must tell us. I mean,
yeah,
I
no
don't
one
mean
would
to
understand.
Sound like that, but share, honey, share. We need somebody
yeah,
to share what's going on.
The thing
on
is
with...
that, you know, the enemy is real, and he's alive and well. But the thing is that
yeah.
it says have no fear. And, you know, when you've been in the midst of them your whole life and stuff, you've been lied to, it's hard to hold on to the truth sometimes, and sometimes you things you think are truth or not, and then you read the Bible and you're like, well, how come I haven't read that? Like Acts 2, 17 on there? Or what was it for the guy that calls in the name? What's it, Acts 4, 2, 17 or 2? Sorry.
My, yeah, I know you're talking about Acts.
Yeah.
2:17, yeah, and it's exactly what I've been saying. It says, and I will cause strange demonstrations in the heavens and on the earth, and blood and fire and clouds of smoke, and clouds of smoke, okay. Demonstrations. That's what I've been viewing.
Yes.
And my wife, yes. Carrie, and I've been blessing her and increasing her faith immensely. And
good.
Yeah, it's just, it's amazing what God does in your life, and you don't even know it until he shows you.
Absolutely.
It's like, wow.
Absolutely, absolutely. I can
tell. I'm not
and
worthy of knowing this.
It's a constant thing right now, brother. It's a constant
I don't tell
thing
people
right
none
now.
Of this stuff,
you know, you've been feeling the emotions from the Lord, and for whatever reason, you've been in this show for a while, and this is the first time I know that you've called in, and you're sharing it with complete compassion. You're sharing your heart. You're sharing your spirit, and I can hear it on you, brother. You're blessing so many people. I mean, I'm getting texts. I'm getting people in the chat room that are talking about this, and so the Lord's plan was to pour this out on you, and you come here
yeah.
to share
well, you
it,
know,
so
you,
we're blessed, and you're going to be continued to bless.
It's a fake, and the thing is that God is going to wake up his people. You know, if not now, it'll be later. But, you know, it's a fake. And the thing is that God still loves everyone, and everyone still has a chance to be saved because we're all born as babies, you know, and Jesus mm-hmm. came through, and mm-hmm. he's lighting up the world, you know, and he's getting us ready.
He sure is.
And
his life's
yeah,
in you,
I just,
brother.
Yeah, I love you guys.
We love you, too. Whatever you have to share with us. If he tells you any messages, give them to us. Don't
okay,
be, we're family, so,
there was,
so you can share.
There was number 8 on the in the window there, and the father was sitting in the back seat next to the chair, and I blew up a picture, and I looked, and there was a picture of father, and I was like, wow. You know, he says, don't, and there was that lie that it was, don't make any graven images, so I didn't really want to show it to many people, because I want people to think that, you know, stumble, and I didn't want them to think that something was wrong, so I never showed anybody these pictures, and
that's about love.
These were just yesterday that I got these ones.
Share them, honey. Share them, put them on so we can
number,
get them.
Okay, there was number 8, J, on the window. And I thought it was 8 o'clock last night that he was going to meet me by a bridge I was going to go to. And but it wasn't. It must mean today is the 8th instead of, you know what I mean? If not, I'm still
going to yeah.
wait. You know, and I'm still going to be here. And I'm still going to love him and increase my faith. And just, I don't know.
Yeah.
And much more, I think I'll end up flying somewhere. I don't know. But one thing is that... I lose my thoughts sometimes. Let me think here.
We all do, honey. We all do. I'm 70. I have a good excuse.
let's see. Oh, I really...
Sorry, brother. Take your time. No pressure.
Take your time, sweetheart.
Okay.
Take your time.
How about, give me like a few minutes, and then I'll go back on. Jason, is that okay?
And you know, find a place where you can share those pictures.
List.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll call back in before the end of the show, okay?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Please do.
No, please
right,
do, brother.
You,
you're
you
blessing. You blessed, love you, brother.
You're blessing
you,
us. You're blessing us, honey.
Yeah,
you're sharing.
Jesus
you're blessing. He will. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this anyways. I'm going to tell you. I told my pastor. I was in church one day, and this was after I seen the father in my bathroom. He showed himself to me. And he said, hi. It was the most beautiful hi, encouraging.
Oh.
I didn't know who it was at first, but I looked into his eyes, and he has flames of fire.
Yeah.
But he has so much compassion and love, and he just
yes, he does.
He said one word to me. I'll never forget it. And since then, I've seen Jesus up in like a cloud picture with trees and stuff, and he's with other people, and he's dressed in white, and he's picking an apple from the tree, and he chomps on the apple, you know. And he's just smiling. He's so full of love, and that's all he is, love.
Yes.
And I was thinking, how could he love me? You know, I'm so, you know, my life wasn't all that great, you know.
Honey, we all identify with you, big time. You're not alone, sweetie. You're not alone.
Yeah.
You're not
so,
alone.
Real
You've
quick.
All been there.
You know? And then
real
I was
quick, you're
waiting on to attack me. Yeah? Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry, guys. Someone keeps trying to log in under the admin account that I'm in right now that's using my chat.
Yeah, that's a
Luminati
bullshit.
Whoever's trying to log No, I hear you. No, what I'm saying is in our chat room right now during our show, someone keeps logging in and wrote in this, I'm back from Babylon. Okay, whoever's doing that right now, please stop, because that's my own deal for my chat right now. So whoever's doing it, quit doing it. All right, do it,
yeah,
brother. Go ahead. Sorry, I had to.
You think they control things. What was I going to say? I forgot. Oh, yeah, here it is. So about three years ago, while I was taking care of my father, I've never had a broken bone, an accident in my life or anything. I got a master's in criminal justice. I've been to school all my life, and I was working with kids at McLaren, you know. And beautiful kids, I loved it because I would tell them about Jesus, and we'd draw pictures, and, you know, I didn't worry about anything else, you know. It didn't matter to me, you know. And they saw that love, and that was my whole job there. I didn't care. But then one day coming home, I was sitting at this intersection, and all of a sudden, getting ready to turn, I just got back from the grocery store, and I got rear-ended, and I lost my job, I lost everything, and through that, though, God's really changed my life. I think he wanted me to slow down and just to set and focus on him because, you know, I had the car the same as Judy. I had the car. It was a brand-new Camaro when Dad died, you know, but I give that all away. God's like, give it away. We put it on Craigslist, and about 5 minutes later, this kid and his dad call, and they said, yeah, we're interested, and they were Christians too, and we started talking about God, and it was I know it was him, and because see, me being a Christian, God's like, you're driving this around, what does that mean? You're not showing me anything. I was like, yeah, Lord, God, this is not me at all. And when my dad died, it was such a blessing because he got saved on his deathbed. Beautiful. And I was able to baptize him, and he kept on pointing up in the room, and he would see the angels. I said, Dad, you see the angels? And I made sure that they were wearing white. I said, they're wearing black or white. He wouldn't answer me. And I had to shake his bed and say, Dad, are they wearing black or white? And he goes, white. And he shook his head, you know, because the night before he died, he lost his voice and everything. He had a mini stroke. But I just played praise music, and I was just there with him.
Yeah. Thank you, sweetheart.
God bless you.
That's really awesome.
God bless you, dear. Hang with us, you know. Just call in and share. Because you're feeding people, honey, and you're encouraging them. And you're one of us. Okay?
I know. I finally realized this after all these years, and I've been lied to.
Yeah. Yep. Honey, we've all been lied to. You're not alone.
Yeah, I know. Mine's pretty intense, though.
One day you match me and see.
You know?
One day we talk.
Oh, man.
I don't think anybody's been through like I've been through at least 10 times. Been killed almost and everything. So, I mean, God keeps you going.
I want to say to people is don't believe the lie. Live for Jesus and know that he's your Lord and Savior. Because there's a lot of lies out there. There's illusions. And I went down to see Chris Angel one day. I thought it was, you know, before I really got saved. And I thought, oh, man, this is a big deal. And he mentioned my name. He took a little boy on the stage, looked exactly like me when I was a kid. It's like they knew I was coming down there. And, you know, but I didn't get hurt. I didn't get nothing.
No,
they couldn't touch me.
Satan can't touch you.
No, No.
But he'll try.
No.
But he who was in you is stronger than he was in the world. So
exactly.
We have the
advantage.
Yeah, we have Jesus in us, honey. And he commands. And you can command through him. Yeah.
I've been looking for you guys for a long time. My whole family thinks I'm crazy. They did, you know.
We're crazy too, but we don't care.
Welcome to our family.
My
brother
was a kid.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
But
you're not alone.
Supernatural.
Yeah,
supernatural faith.
Maybe
you're blessing people by sharing. Go ahead, Joe.
I was going to say this just may be a me thing, but at a certain time in my faith, I kind of started enjoying. You know, not the ridicule that they are, but, you know, people kind of give you that look. It's just like, okay, you know, like it's almost a blessing. And it says even in the Word, I mean, you know, they hated me. So if you're of me, they're going to hate you. So it's actually it's one of those blessings that you just need to, you know, think and meditate on a little bit. It really helps you get through. It helps me get through it anyway. I mean, I think it'll help you get through if you just think about that, like when they're hating on you. And everyone, because I'm sure we all get hate.
Well, they've been trying to get me to join them for years, since I was in high school, a kid, you know. It's just like, and I was lied to my whole life. And then I was born a Christian. I live with my grandma and grandpa. And I used to pray and the Holy Spirit in the window at night and just the wind blowing. I would just feel God, you know.
Yeah.
And then I lost that going through high school and college. And they say the statistics in college, that a lot of kids, they don't know Jesus because of the way that they're trained and the education system.
Right.
But it didn't affect me at all. I knew. Once you're chosen, though, you are chosen no matter what. God will put you on the right path. If you have a purpose, he will take that purpose and he will put it on track no matter where you are.
Ain't that the truth?
Amen.
That is so true. I'm not going to share it now, but you are right on with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
does. Like, he'll do whatever it takes. And sometimes you're like, what, really? But then it was the most merciful spanking you ever got.
Wow.
When you have time to think about it, you know.
And like,
well needed sometimes.
Yeah. Like, he'll show us who we are. Probably who we are. He told me that a long time ago. But who he is, you know what I mean? Who he is in us. And to actually see him and believe in him and love him. And this is the first time this is the first time in my life I've ever talked about this stuff live.
Well, you're feeding people, honey. You're encouraging.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't do this years ago. I should have.
Well, and because the time is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go, and I'll be in the blog, and God bless everyone, okay?
Okay, we love you.
God bless
you.
Thank
you, brother.
So much.
We love
stay
you,
in
brother.
Touch.
God bless.
Stay
love
in
you
touch.
Guys, too. Bye. I will.
Bye, dear. Wow. That was great. That was great.
See, we're just always so blessed when everybody calls in and really shares.
Wow,
That's just, and Joe, I mean, Pat, you know, you're always a rock at this and stuff, but Joe, you've said some really very encouraging things for people tonight, and I'm very grateful for you, brother.
I'm grateful for you, and my family here has slowly brought it out of me. Cause,
amen.
Again, and that's why I encourage anyone who hasn't called in yet. It gets easier. I had a panic attack a few nights ago. I called in. I was like, I'm going to go. You know, I'm going to remute myself, but right now I'm just so at peace. It's, you know, it's nice.
Yes. Yes,
more
because you have
nice
trust here. You have trust.
Yeah.
There's trust in the family because we belong to God.
It is. And
we
the closer
share that.
We all draw together, it's even more amazing. And part of that is
the touch
is
of heaven.
Sharing.
The touch of heaven on earth. We make our own heaven or hell. We decided to make heaven, and that's what we're sharing.
It's so true, Pat.
We're sharing heaven before we get there. Mm. You know, that's exactly what he's doing. All of us up there are not going to be any different than how we're talking right now. We're going to be all cuckoo crazies up there, too.
That's how he likes us.
Yes, cheerful and crazy.
That's
exactly
how he likes us. I asked him that one day. I said, Lord, how could you possibly like me? Like, I'm not that cool. Like, you're the king. Like, come on.
Oh,
and, he's in some personal, sweet. Expressed to me. And I was just, he's like, I made you in a certain way, and don't go changing. And I was just wow. Like, cool, because again, I was brought up in a very dogmatic where I was very guilty, always thinking I was offending the Lord, and so I just kind of was like, you know what, I'm going to do this my own way, but I had that realization at a young enough age. But then, like Josh was saying, when I went through college and stuff, it's not that you turn your back on the Lord, it's just you're so bombarded with the world, your priorities kind of get overloaded, and that's happened to all of us. I mean, that doesn't make you any less worthy, and that's something I had to get over. Very much so. So anyone fighting
the time comes, he'll grab you back.
Yeah. You go to him.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. He'll get you back. He knows what we go through. He knows if we're loved or not loved. He knows if we're misguided or whatever. But, he'll get you.
But he wants to tell you himself so badly. You know, again, definitely encouraging for brothers and sisters. But if you're feeling super, Lord, I feel like I displeased you. Take it up with Lord, really. He has answered me, and that's why I encourage other people to do the same, because it really helped me.
It's really helped me many times.
And again, it may not be instant. His time is perfect. He'll give it to you right when it's perfect for you, and you won't. It'll be like, wow, I realize why you waited, because it means so much more at this moment,
Right. Very good.
Amen. Well, the one thing I know is Pat's going to sing for us.
I found the words. I'm a little raspy, but bear with me. And if you know it, sing along, really. Okay, here we go. Oh, dear God, help me. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Eliana Adonai, age to age you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ekakana Adonai, we will praise you and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. Oh, forgive me. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Eliana Adonai. Age to age you are the same, by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ekekana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through the years you've made it clear that the time of Christ was near. Though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be, through your word contained the plan they could not just understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Eliana Adonai. Age to age you're still the same, by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ekekama Adonai. We will praise you till we die, El Shaddai. We will praise you till we die, El Shaddai. There you go, guys.
Amen. Nice, Faz. Beautiful. Everybody in the chat room saying beautiful. It's awesome.
That really was.
Hey, well, whatever. It's for you all, you guys.
Todd, I think you may have gotten your glorified voice already. That was raspy. I don't know. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was raspy. Yeah, that was raspy.
Yeah.
That was raspy. One of these days, God will clear my voice. I have a lot of, like, a phlegm or something on the, I don't know why. I never had this, but I'm coughing more and just, I don't know, it just never kind of leaves.
Well, you have a lot of humility. You sound beautiful and you sing. Thank you.
One of these days, I'll sing more clearly, but, you know. But I have, you know, I've got all kinds of stuff here to do. So, I was a professional singer at one time. So I cut a record. I was on the jukebox about 25 years ago when I was in my 40s and stuff. So that's my thing. I love to sing. But I could have had a very famous singing career. My uncle was a very famous composer, Terry Shan. My brother was his. My father was his brother, and he was in the big band era. He wrote Stardust with Hokey Carmichael. He had all kinds of big band things, and he wrote Lambsy Doats and Dozy Doats and Old Shanty Town and Dolly with the Hole in the Stock. He wrote all those old favorites. Some of the TV shows, the children's, have the dip-dop, did-in-dot, and wad-um-chew. He wrote these silly songs. And my sister wanted me to do his music, but it's not really spiritual music. It's more like Show Me the Way to Go Home, da, 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 da. And I want to only do really like spiritual or very decent soft, you know, ballad music or something like that. So I didn't get into it or anything, but so I mean that's just a sacrifice I make, because I don't he's passed away. He died in the Lord at the last minute. You know, he received the Lord when he had the Lord not in his life. My father too. He was unconscious, but your hearing is the last to go, so he was baptized at the very last minute. You know, the minister was yelling the baptism into him. You know, so before he died, he would play for the mentally ill people, you know, and I gave him a picture of our Lord, and he used to thank God every day. So I know he was in the Lord in his own kind of unique way, and I know he's with God. I know he is. You know, and my mom too. She was only 42 when I was only 10 when she died. But she died. Oh, I know. She died. The Episcopal priest was with her, and she had just said the Our Father. And then she said, oh, the light, the light. I see the light. I see the light. And then she died. Yeah. So, I know she's with God. Yeah, she saw the light. She played the part of the Virgin Mary for probably like 10 years before she got married in a pageant play, okay? So she is, and sometimes I was her firstborn, and I mean, this sounds crazy, I guess, but sometimes I think when she was carrying me, did she ever wonder how Mary felt carrying Jesus? Because if I kicked and stuff like that, she had all those years to remember she played the Mother of God, you know? For all those years she played in the pageant play. And here I am. I did the passion play with the 14 Stations of the Cross. I would sing. I was supposed to be part of the cast, you know, but I had my back and stuff. I couldn't. But it's interesting how I ended my life. She started like that, and I ended it kind of like that, where I used to sing for probably 4 years and compose some of the music and whatever. So that singing is my thing. Oh, my goodness. So if you guys want me to sing, I'll sing. You know. But, yeah, she died in the Lord, and I know my father did, too, you know. And I only have one sister, one sibling. She's in California, which is beautiful, and four of her five kids are out in California with her, you know. It's so beautiful out there. I'd go there in a heartbeat, except I'd be in the door jams all the time with an earthquake. You know, that's the only drawback. No, really, I tease her. I said, I'll be out there, but I'll be in the door jams. But it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It grabs your soul, the beauty, the palm trees, the beaches. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It was zero here when I left. When I visited her, it was like 80 degrees there, and I thought, boy, do I need my head examined. <You know? laughs> Really, really,
well,
really.
Hold on a second, Pat. We've got a little less than 10 minutes here. I got to bring on
sure, go ahead.
Christina from Atlanta.
Okay.
Hey, guys, you hear me?
Yes, love.
Yeah, we hear you.
Hey. I just had to tell you that my inner introvert real self is, like, rejoicing and so strengthened right now by tonight and everybody who has shared from the heart. Like, I'm seriously, like, I was, like, trembling, shaking at one point, like, with the Holy Spirit on me. And I just want to say thank you so
thank you.
Much for those two, because I know how that is. And I was that person a couple of months ago, and I know that the Lord led me here because this is his true family, and he is in our midst. He is our pastor. He is our everything. And so I just wanted to say thank you, thank you. Like, my heart always resonates with those who feel like maybe they don't have a voice, or they have anxiety, or, you know, who's going to really listen to them anyway or receive what they have to say. And I really empathize with those who feel that way, and I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, because I am really touched, and I am really encouraged, and I am really pushed forward in the spirit by everybody who took a leap of faith today to, like, be transparent and raw and real, because they trust God first and foremost, and that Jesus gave them that voice to do that. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you, love.
Amen, Christine.
Amen.
Oh, I'm glad that only it didn't happen to me. Everybody went silent after that. No, it's wonderful. I was really blessed tonight by everything as well. And you know, hearing Josh, man, emotional, his heart being poured out. And Leah.
Yeah.
Wow. Sharon, you're just a sleeper. You've been sitting over there in the corner just waiting for the spotlight, and you just ran out into it. You're good.
Fantastic.
Stacy, you beat me down tonight. You didn't let me pull you out of the chair and make you talk. So kudos to you, young lady. But it's absolutely wonderful. And I'll say it again, you know, we all need to be strong. We all need to be strengthened. So whoever is feeling like they just don't have the same walk or whatever, don't feel bad. Understand that the Lord has his own plan, his own walk for you. And I don't have the answers for you, but I darn sure want to help you. Because the people in this church, the people that are in my family here, have helped me out so much and helped me just basically catapult my walk with Jesus to make me just really tough, spiritually tough. And it's like Pat's, or somebody had said it, that I think it was you, Pat, who was talking about the strength comes from his love. Who said that?
Somebody else said that.
I'm not sure who said it. Absolutely.
I think Joe or somebody, I don't know, somebody's thing comes from the love, yes. Well, I think we've all said it in one way or another.
It comes just, from his love. That's what it's here for. I want to expand on this a lot in the morning. I want to just talk more about it because it's. I haven't had a preach in me for a while, and the Lord hit me hard with this today when me and Christine were talking today, and it was just like, you know, he keeps telling us everything's done and all that, and we keep thinking, oh, well, maybe somebody needs to be saved still, and maybe, but maybe perhaps watch the video that's been shared on the Facebook deal, shared it in chat earlier. Pat, if you want, I'll send it to you. The link to it.
Oh yes, that message I had. I if you could send that to me because I can't access the blog stuff, whatever. So that
no,
would be
it's,
good.
It's, yeah, it's a YouTube video, so I'll send you the link.
Okay, and the message
right
that somebody gave me a message from chat room earlier this morning, and if you could send that over, that would be appreciated.
Absolutely. I'm just going to reply to your last email that you had to do with it.
Okay, great, because I don't always hear real good on stuff. I mean, I hear 99%, but I know I miss a word now and then, so that's why.
No, I'll get you all the words. I'll get you.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. But this is a good night. I hope more people share. I hope they learn from hearing them that they can come forth and feel comfortable talking to us and sharing, because you're just upbuilding the whole body of Christ. You know?
You know, something that we discussed a lot today was that, you know, we all hold back because we don't, you know, because you do love the Lord and you don't want to cause anybody else to stumble, you kind of hold back sometimes, and you need to hear. And I'm talking to you, whoever's listening to this, I'm talking to you, is that you are powerful in Christ. You are a leader. That's why you're here. And all the insecurities that the world's beat India and all the things of saying, oh, you know, you can't share that, oh, don't do this, that was the enemy trying to beat you down, and the Lord has risen you up for this occasion, for now. And you are His soldier, you are his king, you are his queen, you know, and so you have more strength than you ever believe. You can't even understand how much strength and power you have in you right now. And I'm talking to everybody that's listening. Accept it. You are powerful in Christ. The enemy is a joke to you because Christ is in you so much. He loves you. You are so special to him. You are so special to him. He's going to take you before the rapture. And it's going to serve his purposes and his will, but it's also because he loves you and he's risen you up to be a leader. If you guys struggle with this stuff and you want to hear it, call me. I want to talk to you. I do. It's not saying, oh, I put my number out here and I'm trying to. I want to help you because I know what it's like to be helped by people in this family. And you can walk out just like a spiritual superhero. And I was blessed today. Christine was blessed today. Judy's blessed me before. Luke's blessed me before. And it's allowed me to just, like I said before, catapult my walk. And you can do it too. I want you to have it. Maybe you're further along than all of us. I don't know. Maybe you need to pull us up. But let's get together and let's hold each other together here and let's get rid of any of our weaknesses that we have. And sometimes it's just a pep talk. If you're feeling down and you're struggling right now, and you don't have someone giving you words all the time from the Lord, call me. We'll get a four-way call going. You get a whole bunch of words. You'll walk out thinking you're the bee's knees. I promise you, because the Lord loves you, and you are powerful.
Can I say something on that? Can I say something, Christine?
Yeah.
Guys, honestly, I'm not even kidding. Like, I was having a bad week, and I know we have, like, no time left, so I'm going to talk fast. But I got a call from my brothers, and it was Jason, Dustin, Luco, and honest to God, like, the Lord used them to literally blow the Spirit back into me, like, just fill me up with all of who He is. And so I'm a testimony of that, and I am so, so thankful, because even if we do have family or we do have friends, sometimes we cannot talk to them about some of the things, or it's not a safe place, or we're just not received. But we are here, and I am a personal testimony to that. So I just wanted to add that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't be sorry.
No, you're fine.
No, I didn't want to cut you off. I just wanted to be like, I truly have been on the receiving end from this family and obviously Judy, and anytime I email her, and it's just beautiful. It's beautiful. The love that flows and outpours here is like I've never known. So I just wanted to say that. And I really am, like, I truly am, like, inside. I'm an introvert, and I really don't like to speak out. But, like, I can't help but to call and connect with my family because we are bonded. You know, and that's what happens, like I think Joe was saying, you know? Yeah.
Amen.
And that's what it is, painless, and you just, is that you, Joe?
Yeah, I just said amen, but yeah, that's me. I obviously completely agree with that. I mean, all of you have helped me so much, but what were you going to say?
It's that same encouragement. I'm going to go over this tomorrow, guys, and so think about it tonight. Pray about it. Go to the Lord. Ask him if he wants you to, you know, call in the morning show, because I'm going to preach on a little bit in the beginning. you know, I love our Saturday morning show. It's actually my most favorite one because everybody's pretty relaxed and chill and just kind of hanging out, and everybody's just – it's pretty cool, and a lot of people get to call in and share. So I really want to talk about it, and I want to hear more from people. You know, Leah, you really blessed us tonight. So thank you, sister. Thank you so much. We love you. Mr. Barnes, Josh Barnes, you shared a lot. Mandy, you shared. It's such a blessing. Pat shared. Joe shared. Guys, I love all you guys, and we're all here as a family, and so we just gotta pull each other up. So we'll be on in the morning, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, Kansas time, because that's the best time. But I love you guys, and I'll see y'all in the morning.
Okay. Good night.
We love you. Love you all.
Love you. Love you all.